Hello, and welcome to the Amateur Tarot Pod.
Welcome to the Amateur Tarot Pod.
Who's there?
It's just Brian.
Hello?
Ben?
Brian?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I was just saying welcome.
Oh, well, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, I was chiming in.
Oh.
Did you not hear me chime in?
No, I did. I didn't expect it.
Oh. Okay, well, welcome.
To the Amateur Tarot Pod.
Welcome.
You just keep saying welcome.
I just want people to feel welcome to the pod.
I don't know. I think there's a point at which you can be too welcoming.
Welcome.
You know? No, Brian, I think you're crossing the threshold where, you know, it's like nice to be welcomed, but then it's...
Welcome.
And then it's too much welcoming. It's creepy.
But you keep saying welcome, and so I feel like I should also say welcome.
I'm contractually obligated to say welcome to amateur.
Welcome.
No, it's my solemn duty. Each episode we have to say a full complete sentence, welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod. But not just the word welcome.
Again. Welcome. Welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod.
Guys, a little confession here. Brian is out today, so instead I've replaced him with... a basic automaton to fill in and do his parts. And obviously, you know, I was tinkering with something and I just don't quite have it right, but I'm running out of time to get
Queerance Corner.
I'm just running out of time to get this episode out into the world. So we're all going to have to make do with,
money back guarantee.
Brian Automaton, 2000 here. We're just going to have to deal with, you know, his fits and starts. All right, welcome to the Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where we, two non-mystical, part human, part robot hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
Ben, who is this? Who is this sitting in my chair?
Oh, Brian. Oh, you're feeling better.
What is going on with this thing?
Well, you said you weren't feeling well and you were running late.
This is a Teddy Ruxpin with a beard.
I'm just trying to, you know, continue to do the show without you. It's just a test.
I told you I was going to be here. I just said I was going to be a little bit late.
I was just getting antsy. I wanted to get started. I just had this lying around.
Why did you have this lying around?
Just in case, you know, the eventuality, you're older than me. You know, one day, you know, you're probably going to be gone first and I'll have to keep doing the show.
You shaved a bald spot in the back of this Teddy Ruxpin's head.
I just want it to feel accurate.
This is terrifying, Ben.
Well, you can do the show now that you're here.
Yeah, I guess.
We've already started, so you're just going to have to jump in.
Well, what have we done already?
Well, we really haven't gotten past the intro.
Okay, well, should we just start over?
Sure.
All right.
Hi, welcome to the Amateur...
Welcome! What was that?
That's the Brian Bot 3000, 2000...
You know I'm going to have to kill this thing.
Brian. No.
If it's taken my spot, it's got my hair cut, it has my beard.
But I've worked so hard on it. It's so close.
Then you must kill it.
Brian. I can't.
Can you turn it off?
Yes, I can do that.
Oh, let's turn it off.
Let's just turn it off and we can... deal with the big questions later.
Oh, thank you.
Click.
How do you know you turned off the right one?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
That's just a little bit of radio drama that Ben and I put together on the spot for you. Or was it?
Welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, a podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, all human, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
And that definitely human host that you're hearing right there is Ben Noble.
And that other definitely human host, definitely not an animatronic Teddy Ruxpin, is Brian Dooley.
Do you know what a Teddy Ruxpin is?
I do, only through references that other people have made. So, on this show, we do not radio drama, typically.
Not usually.
Not usually, but sometimes. We normally just read the tarot for people. And Brian, tell them how we do that.
Well, there's lots of different tarot spreads. There's the Celtic Cross.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Some other ones.
Yep, there's tons of them. You can just make up whatever spreads you want.
One time somebody read my tarot, they made a Christmas tree sort of pattern with 12 cards, and it was supposed to represent my year.
Oh.
So each card was a month of the year.
Well, sometimes we do 7-card readings, and we do I do a chevron shape when I do the the 7-card reading.
We do not talk about that on this show.
We've done it on this show.
Oh, yeah.
So now we can talk about
it. Oh, okay, so now it's legal.
But we don't do it on this type of show. This
specific show that
you're listening to. We just do that with live shows.
Yeah. So the most we've ever gotten up to is 7.
But we just do 3 normally.
Yeah.
That's like our normal, like if you're going to run a marathon, you don't run 26 miles every day. You run, I don't know, like downstairs to get a snack.
And we say we only do 3 cards for you, the listener, because you are driving, washing the dishes, walking your dog, or cutting the grass. And, you know, 7 cards would be a lot for you to hold in your head at one time. But the truth is, we're just not very good.
Yeah, we're amateurs. It says it right in the name.
So we're just going to do
3. Some of us may not even be human.
We're just going to do 3 cards today. One is going to be the past. One is going to be the present.
And one is going to be the 100% money back guaranteed future.
That's it. That's the one. And so that's what we do. After that, we give everybody that's listening to this show, humans, robots, all, a card of the week, something to guide you through tough situations in the next 7 days.
Well, should we do some more further ado, or should we skip the further ado?
I feel like we should probably skip the further ado since, there's a lot of stuff that happened at the beginning, and I just kind of need to use the journey to Queerance Corner to recover.
Yeah, can you turn that thing around so it's facing the wall and not looking right at me?
Okay.
Thank you. Here we are in Queerance Corner, where we answer one Queerance question. And this week, our question comes from Cassie.
And Cassie says, can you really be friends with an ex? Should I be friends with my ex?
That's 2 questions, Cassie. That's a cheat. And I'm going to tell you that really we're only going to answer your second question, because your first question, can you really be friends with an ex? Yes, people can really be friends with an ex. I'm friends with several of my exes.
And I'm friends with Brian's exes too.
So you can be friends with exes.
And other people's exes.
Yeah.
Everybody's somebody's ex, mostly.
Everybody of an age is somebody's ex, probably.
Yeah.
Unless they're in their first relationship ever, and it's still going.
Yeah.
Then you got 100% track record. You're doing really good up till that first breakup.
But that'll be devastating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it will. And they don't get easier either.
No. All right, so the second part of the question, now that we've treated the first part of the question and we're not going to bring it up again.
Right.
Should Cassie be friends with her ex? No.
No, Cassie shouldn't be friends with her ex. Why, Ben?
Well, Brian, you just shouldn't.
No one should?
Well, some people should. I don't know Cassie personally. I can't speak for Cassie. I'm just saying that if you have to ask us that question on this show, the answer is probably no.
And I would agree with that.
You're probably coming to us for one of 2 reasons. One, you want us to say, it's okay, you can be friends with your ex, and you want that external permission. Or you want us to say no, and then maybe you can use our no as your motivating force to stop being friends with your ex.
Which is what we hope.
Because, Brian, as you said, you're friends with your exes.
I'm friends with almost all of my exes.
Did you ever need to ask anybody's permission?
Permission? No.
Did you ever feel the need to consult the oracles? The energies? The crystals? The spirits?
There were some hard times, Ben, when I thought about consulting different mediums to see if I should still be friends with exes.
And what happened?
I'm still friends with my exes.
I feel like that was inconclusive.
It was inconclusive and kind of contrary to the advice that we're giving.
Yeah.
So I guess we just need to see what the cards say, right?
Yeah, I guess don't listen to us. This is why we consult the cards, because we'll just talk in circles.
We are garbage people. And we are definitely people. Human people.
Humans. Hey, should we ask BrianBot2000 what he thinks before we go to the...
I guess if you want to turn him back on.
Click.
It sounded like a car horn.
I'm still working out some of the kinks. Brian Bot, do you think Cassie should still be friends with her ex?
Yes.
Click.
Huh. Well, still inconclusive.
I guess we ought to go to the cards.
All right. Well, Ben, this week we're using the line stretch. We are in Queerance Corner, aren't we?
Yeah, we've gone there.
Okay. I can't tell. It's dark in here.
No, we're here. We're in the Queerance Corner.
Okay.
Yes. Did you say that we're using the line strutter deck?
You did.
There you go. Another deck that I like, Brian. You've got to stop using these good decks. The line strutter deck is, it's a deck with this really nice, loose watercolor imagery, a lot of animals. That's it.
Do you have the Fool on there? Is it like close to the top there?
No.
I like it. In a lot of the deck, the animals look like regular animals, but I think it's the Fool is a fox with a human body.
Hmm.
Looks like the Fantastic Mr. Fox, except he's a knight.
The Fool is just a young lad skipping. He's faceless.
No face. It's not the fox. I don't know what card I was thinking.
Wait a minute. Do you think the Fool is a human?
Or an automaton?
He has no face.
Hmm. Interesting. Ben, how do I know that you're a human?
Well, why wouldn't I be? What have I done to make you suspicious?
Well, all this talk about humans and not humans makes me think that maybe you've got something to hide.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Just a human.
Good deal. Said like any real human would say.
Yeah. Believe me, I'm a human.
Ben, am I a human?
Well, yeah, you're the real Brian. Brian Bot is over there in the corner.
But how do I know you didn't build two Brian Bots and I was the one that gained sentience?
Well, again, there's no way I can prove it. You just have to trust me.
Ben, I already know that you've built at least one of me.
Yeah, but that was you knew it was a Teddy Ruxpin. I haven't really worked out the talking thing. You know, why would my other robot be so crappy, but you're so lifelike, so fleshy, and so good at speech?
I'll accept it. I think that that is a good proof that I'm human.
Yeah.
I'm fleshy and good at speech.
Yeah. So, should Cassie be friends with her ex? Here we go. Flip.
The Eight of Cups.
Yeah.
Oof. Well, the Eight of Cups is about walking away from something.
Yeah, you've got a weary traveler with a pack on his back, and his spirit is coming out of his body, also weary.
Oh, is that his spirit? I thought he was just cold and breathing smoke.
I thought it was his spirit.
Well, either way, he is weary. And the moon is in the sky.
Oh, okay. Maybe it is just he's cold. I thought the moon was his face, but it's just the moon. The moon gave his cold smoke, a more rounded human appearance.
Well, the Eight of Cups is about turning your back on something and walking away from it.
Yep.
Something you've invested a lot of emotional energy into, a lot of emotional capital, and something that you're willing to put away in favor of something new, new adventure on the horizon.
Yep. Sounds like leaving behind a relationship. Something that happened in the past.
That is what happened in the past.
What's going on in the present?
Let's check it out.
Flip. The Knight of Pentacles. In this one, I kind of feel like we're looking into a pensive at a scene of something going on. A very happy, joyous knight on top of a horse.
He is. He's really proud of something.
And the background is green, so I would have to assume we're looking at some sort of Slytherin memory. But the Knight of Pentacles, or coins, is a guy who is putting in the work. He's somebody who is not the page. The page is like this enterprising young guy who's starting something new. But the knight is a character who's allowing that new idea to percolate, that new venture to mature, and come to fruition in the Queen and King.
Can we take a step back?
Sure.
Because you said this green made you think that we're looking at a Slytherin memory. What houses do you think correspond with what suits?
It's so funny that you asked that because this is not the first time I've thought about this.
Oh, cool.
This will not be extemporaneous. This is something that I've thought about. Now, it doesn't really match the fact that there's blue on the Eight of Cups because I've always thought that, look, obviously, if you want to start with Gryffindor, courage, bravery, that's obviously wands, right?
Yeah.
So from there, swords is the suit of intellect, Ravenclaw.
Okay.
Hufflepuffs, they don't really have a thing.
I think Hufflepuffs are cups.
Exactly, yeah. Which then leaves coins for Slytherin.
So I would think that swords might be Slytherin because they're cold and calculating.
Okay.
Because they have the cunning. And that would leave coins for Ravenclaw.
But that doesn't...
But I don't know why.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I understand what you're saying. Coins is not a great... You could twist it to be that coins are Hufflepuff, because when you have a bunch of stuff, you're just kind of happy.
Mm-hmm. It's about creature comforts.
Yeah, which makes sense. But then you're left...
Well, Hufflepuffs are loyal.
Yeah.
So what's that do?
I don't know. None of the tarot seats are really about loyalty.
Yeah. All right, so we've got...
Wait, no, I'm still... No, I'm not ready.
I know. I'm saying we've got wands are...
Wands are obviously Gryffindor, and I think there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Right. Because wands are the best suit.
Hmm. I don't know, but I'm not ready to make that value judgment.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Plus, when I take the Harry Potter quiz, I'm a Slytherin, so I have some sort of affinity for that and for getting this right.
So
I do agree. I do like that swords are Slytherin, also because swords normally backfire. And you end up worse for wear, which I feel like is most of the themes of the Slytherin house in the Harry Potter book.
In the Harry Potter books, but that could be a trap as well.
Mm.
There are 25% of students
are Slytherin.
Are Slytherins.
And they're not all evil?
Yeah, not 25% are evil. Slytherins are cunning and smart, and they use their intelligence to better themselves.
Let's do this. Let's say this. I'm going to put a pin in this conversation. We might come back to it because I want to jump to another conversation, which is like J.K. Rowling, you know, if you're listening to this, you're off spending a bunch of time writing that Cursed Child play about Harry's kids. You did that movie about the American wizards, the magical beasts and where to find them, all of these tangential like spinoffs. But here's the thing. I think that we just need... Slytherin has been unfairly maligned in the main seven books of the canon. And so, like, I think instead of these stupid spinoffs with Harry's kids that nobody...
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's just tone down the language.
Okay. Sorry, getting a little hot under the collar. That's how you know I'm not a robot.
Wait, because your body heats up?
Well, yeah.
Maybe you're a steam-powered robot.
I'm very emotional.
Okay. Yeah, I'll accept that.
So... I'll take away my adjective. I'll just say, instead of these other spinoffs that she's been working on, perhaps a better project would be some sort of side quest or story that's happening around the same time as the original seven books, or slightly in the future or slightly in the past, where Slytherin isn't so unfairly maligned.
Yeah, where it's just some smart kids doing smart stuff and using people to their own advantage.
Because when you get the Slytherin house on the Harry Potter quiz, you feel bad, because all you know is Draco Malfoy and...
Lucius Malfoy.
Yeah, Lucius Malfoy and all the other Death Eater Slytherins. All right, so we're still in Quirrell's Corner. we're still talking about Cassie's question. We are on the Knight of Pentacles. Should she be friends with her ex? I don't know yet.
Okay, so...
I think we should just go to the future card and then we'll circle back.
Yeah, let's check out the future and then we'll tell the whole story.
The 100% guaranteed future outcome. Flip, the King of Swords.
Oh. That is a cool card. I don't know that I've seen this one before.
Is Voldemort the King of Swords?
No, this guy has a mustache.
I mean, not this guy, but in the Harry Potter extended tarot universe. Swords are Slytherin.
If Swords are Slytherin.
The King of Slytherin?
Yeah.
I mean, who's the King of Slytherin?
Look at this guy, though. He looks like a White Walker with a mustache.
Absolutely, he does. He really does. It's kind of cool. But the King of Swords is a leader of people. And somebody who is very disciplined in their thinking, someone who's very smart and strategic.
And I think the King of Swords is you, Cassie, in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
And in the future, to be the King of Swords, you need to be disciplined and you need to turn away from childish things and focus on what's smartest for you.
Yeah. So let's now tell the story.
All right. So once upon a time, we had the Eight of Cups, And the Eight of Cups is the end of a relationship. The Eight of Cups is you turning away from your old relationship and walking into an uncertain future.
Keep going. You're doing great.
Which brings us to the Knight of Pentacles. And the Knight of Pentacles, the Nine of Coins. Which brings us to the Nine of Coins.
The Knight of Coins.
Right.
I said you were doing great, and then I think you panicked.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and describe this one?
All right, so then we have the Knight of Pentacles. Somebody who is, I'm going to use the same adjective again, but also disciplined. Somebody who is putting in the work to achieve success. And I would say that that's you probably putting work into your life to move on from this relationship, become an even better version of yourself. And, you know, you're moving on. You're working on other pursuits that aren't this old relationship.
And you're a perfectionist. The Knight of Pentacles is a perfectionist as well. And so you're doing it until you get it right.
So then we have the King of Swords, Brian.
And the King of Swords is focusing on what needs to be done to move forward with his life, with your life. You, as the King of Swords, need to be focused on the smart choices, on what the intelligent thing to do is in any given situation.
And Cassie, you know what the smart choice is, because if you didn't know what the smart choice was, you would already you'd be being friends with your ex. You wouldn't be reaching out to us. You wouldn't tap into the energies of the earth.
Yeah, just like a White Walker, you need to be moving endlessly and ceaselessly away in one direction, away from that old relationship. And that is the advice from the cards.
Yeah, not from the two of us and Brian Bot 2000.
Welcome.
How did he get turned on?
I don't know.
I didn't do that.
Ben, this thing is creepy and not a small amount of frightening.
Okay, well, we're getting close to the end of the episode, so let's just deal with this after the episode, maybe off the air. You know, just between you and I.
Okay.
This.
I'll get a bucket. Well, we're out of Queerance Corner, and we want to say thank you to Cassie for sending in your question. And thank you to White Walkers for just moving ceaselessly in one direction.
This episode is brought to you by White Walkers. okay, so now we're into the Card of the Week territory, and the deck that we're going to be using for this is...
This week, it's one I believe we've never used before. It's the Golden Tarot of the Renaissance.
And Brian, you've already flagged the Page of Cups the Four of Cups here for me. He looks like he could be the Page of Cups.
As I was going through the deck to see if it was one that we had used before, I came across this card, and I thought Ben would appreciate it.
I don't know that I would say I would appreciate it, but I would say that I'm disturbed. If you thought that Brian Bot 2000 was scary, you're going to think this Page of Cups is even scarier. There's a young lad, and he's got three cups on the ground, and he's got a fourth cup in his hand, and he's pouring the water out of the cup. But his pants are ripped, and not just ripped in the knees like cool kids. It's also ripped in the crotch.
Yeah, I don't even know that they're ripped so much as cut.
Yeah, there are frayed edges at the knees, but there are not frayed edges at the crotch area. Mm-hmm. And his stuff is tastefully covered by a rope belt that's tied around his waist, but is hanging down over his crotch.
Yeah, I think that this young man is doing some really, really poorly planned Fifth Element cosplay.
Other cards in this deck are more what you would expect from the name Renaissance deck. It's Renaissance style art. There's some gold foil backgrounds, which are very nice. But you know, this is the tarot deck you'd see in an art gallery, other than this disturbing Page of Cups.
All right, let's go ahead and flip over a card.
Flip.
What do we got?
That was a very high-pitched flip. We have the Knight of Wands. And this card shows a young man holding a wand, and he is on a gray horse that is freaking out. This gray horse is like kind of rearing up one of its legs, and the knight is all, whoa, 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 buddy, chill out.
And the Knight of Wands, the keyword is adventure, and the sentence is, traveler for whom new horizons are opened up.
That's like a fortune cookie.
Traveler for whom new horizons are opened up. So this week, new horizons, new adventures, new passions are going to be revealed to you. You're going to be looking, what you need to be doing is looking for things to ignite your passions.
Yep. Also, while you were reading that, I was not listening to you, but thinking more about the Harry Potter suits.
Go on.
And I've realized that actually, I think your interpretation makes more sense. I think Ravenclaw could be cup, or not cup, I'm sorry. Ravenclaw could be coins, because you have to be smart to like make money and and like get all those good creature comforts. And, you know, if you think about the coin suit itself, like there's that three of coins where the people are like working together smartly to build a church. And there's like the series of like 6, 7, 8 where people are like planting coins and waiting for them to come to fruition. And
yeah.
Like the 8 is specifically about like mastering your trade, which does take knowledge and wisdom. So maybe that does make sense. And then Slytherin can be swords, which does make more sense for Slytherin than coins does.
And Hufflepuff will still be cups.
Still be cups, and Gryffindor will still be wands.
All right. Well, we nailed it, guys.
I think we've solved it.
Good
and
job.
Then I guess the Major Arcana is just like the main, like Hagrid is probably like
strength. Strength.
Yeah. You know, things that don't necessarily have...
The teachers.
Yeah, the teachers. Fox the Phoenix is probably in there somewhere.
Yeah, he's Judgment. We've had... We've had a Phoenix
You're
with
right.
Judgment before.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And then like the Sorting Hat is probably the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, nice. Ooh. But the Six of Cups is probably a Pensieve.
Hmm. Yeah, because you're going back to the childhood zone.
But it would be a Hufflepuff using a Pensieve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good work, Ben.
Good work. I think we have a lot of work to do on the side here.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump out of Card of the Week.
Sure.
And get back to, let's go ahead and thank Cassie for putting us on the trail of this breakthrough in magic.
Yeah. Wow. Without her, you know, they always say, like, you should, like, find inspiration in things that aren't your field. And we found inspiration in Cassie's relationship question to further ourselves in our field of tarot wisdom.
We did. We really had new horizons opened up for us
this
week. Hey,
Brian. Who sat in my seat?
That's nothing. Just ignore that.
Wait. Have you started the show?
When did you get here?
I just walked in. Your roommate let me in.
Oh.
I texted you that I was here, but you didn't come open the door, so...
Yeah, I was busy. I had some stuff that I was doing.
Are you, like, working on another podcast or something?
I'm working on the podcast.
The Amateur Tarot Podcast?
Yes. I didn't think you were going to be here today.
I just told you I was running a little late.
I didn't know how much a little was, so I cobbled together a BenBot.
And what? You were just going to do the show without me?
Yeah, well, I had all this kitty litter and corn cobs, and I figured I could make a robot out of this, and then I could use that robot to be Ben. And we've done a whole episode so far.
You did a whole episode with this horrific contraption?
Well, not the whole episode, because while I was out of the room, the Ben bot made a Brian bot. And so for a while, they were just working together.
That might be more horrifying than anything else. They're self-replicating.
Yeah, we're going to have to get rid of both of these. I feel really guilty now that you're looking at me like that. I didn't feel guilty before. I felt fine about it.
Well, I guess... I'm going to step in here and I guess we can just wrap up the show and then we can deal with this off air.
Yeah, we're going to have some serious discussions.
All right, well.
Hold on. Should we let the bots wrap up the show?
I guess.
All right, let me fire up the Brian bot.
Click.
And if you just.
I'll just back out, I guess.
We'll stay here in case anything goes wrong.
Okay.
Welcome.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Amateur Tarot Pod. Thanks again to Cassie for her question. And thank you very much to everybody who listens to the show each week.
All the listeners at home.
You can find us at amateurtarot.com.
That's on the World Wide Web.
And you can send us questions there, or you can hit us up at our email address, amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
You can call us at 314-325-6047. Operators are standing by.
You can reach out to the real Brian, who manages our Tarot Amateur account on Twitter. And you can also reach out to the real Brian at Zen Iron Man on Twitter.
Yeah, and you can reach out to the real Ben
at Making All This Up.
At Making All This Up.
One final thing you could do for us, if you would, you can go into iTunes. You can look up the Amateur Tarot Pod. And then you can leave us a really quick review. It doesn't cost anything and really bumps us up in those search algorithms.
So we'll be able to make better robots. Better robots that can take over for the other flesh Ben and Brian.
Bye.
Welcome. Are there any Hufflepuff Death Eaters?
I almost spit out my coffee.